This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Community and health groups are joining forces for a big health fair this weekend in Denver. CPR health reporter John Daly.
The event will include a broad variety of free services like cancer and blood pressure screenings, child and adolescent well care visits, and vaccines. Julissa Soto is a health consultant and one of the event's organizers.
We will have different teams like Colorado Community Health Alliance, CCHA, helping you answer all your questions about Medicaid, and also we will have Medicaid specialists on site.
Organizers are also giving away 600 backpacks with school supplies. The health fair is Sunday at St. Mary Magdalene Roman Catholic Parish on Zenobia Street in Denver from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
The Trump administration is releasing the rest of frozen federal funds for school programs in Colorado. CPR's Jenny Brundin.
Colorado was supposed to get the congressionally approved funds by July 1st, but the Trump administration froze them, claiming the education grants have been used to, quote, subsidize a radical left-wing agenda. States denied that charge. Colorado schools will now get $67 million in funds for teacher training, English language instruction, and adult literacy. Public pressure and a wave of bipartisan support led to releasing the funds. While district leaders are relieved, they're worried about the Trump administration's proposal to cut the same funding for the following school year. Jenny Brundin, CPR News.
It's just about 7:06. This is CPR News.